In some Guatemala City hotels, there are special playrooms for babies and the parents who are staying there while finalizing the adoption process. Acquiring a baby here usually costs around $30,000, although the U.S. Embassy has evidence of local lawyers milking adopting parents for as much as $70,000. Since the adoption process in Guatemala is so lacking in controls, stories of abuse are abundant. But most couples coming here from the United States say they have had few problems. They see themselves as fortunate in that they can easily adopt a baby here, and as altruistic in that they believe they are rescuing these children from what would be a life of poverty. Scott and Teresa Ellinger came here from Ohio to pick up the little girl they have named Enya after the Irish singer. They carried out most of the adoption procedure through an agency in the United States and only came here for a short stay to finalize the adoption and obtain the U.S. visa needed to bring the baby back. Scott Ellinger says he has no doubt they are doing something good for this child.
We're helping to take her to a better country and give her a better life.
But not all babies put up for adoption here come from dire poverty, and human rights groups argue that foreigners wishing to adopt tend to ignore some of the children in most need of adoption, mostly older children who have been abused or neglected. Most people coming here to adopt want a baby who will grow up knowing only its adoptive parents. The high demand for babies has produced a dark side to the adoption scene in Guatemala. One person who has seen that side is Marisol López Donillas, a 20-year-old unwed mother who says she almost lost her child, Jesus, to unscrupulous baby traffickers. She says when she was alone and pregnant, a woman approached her offering 17,000 quetzales, about $2,200, for her baby. But she later relented and sought help at Casa Alianza, a human rights organization that's been complaining about abuses in Guatemala's adoption system for over a decade. Marisol says foreigners coming here to adopt should reconsider. She says this is not a game, that a baby is born to its mother and someone else should not come and take it away as if it were an animal. In the colonial city of Antigua, authorities recently discovered a clandestine nursery with 46 children taken from various women. In some cases, babies have been kidnapped for these operations. Child snatching stories are rampant in Guatemala's indigenous Mayan communities. The fear is so widespread that there have been cases of rural people attacking tourists who take photos of children or attempt to talk to children. In spite of all the stories of black market babies and kidnappings, people coming here to adopt believe they are doing the right thing. Teresa Ellinger says she's certain the agency she worked with is not involved in any corrupt activity.
Yes, there may be cases where that happens, but again, when you work with an accredited license, with a reputable agency in the U.S., that's just not something that you worry about.
One reason the Ellingers are confident is that the United States now requires DNA testing of each child as part of the visa approval process. At the U.S. Embassy, Consul General John Lowell says those tests have helped prevent baby switching and other schemes, but people seeking to adopt still need to be careful.
Because this is a system with no regulation, no oversight whatsoever, when things go wrong, there's really nothing in place to help.
But things may be about to change, as both Guatemala and the United States plan to commit to the Hague Convention, an international agreement that sets standards for adoption programs. Lowell says U.S. compliance with the convention sometime early next year will put pressure on Guatemala to reform.
If Guatemala does not ratify and implement the Hague Convention on intercountry adoption, we will be forced to end adoptions from Guatemala.
Some of the people seeking babies here in Guatemala say they came here partly because of its relative proximity to the United States. A flight from Houston or Miami is less than 3 hours. But they say if they were wanting to adopt another child and Guatemala were no longer an option, they would travel much farther away to Russia or China, where similar conditions exist for adopting babies and very young children. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Guatemala City. And here are the acts in the clear.